The Osgood File, sponsored by Nuveen Investments. Make the most of your income portfolio and its potential with a market leader in closed-end funds. Nuveen. Reach for more. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Most people can't wait to retire, but sometimes plans change.
He was planning to buy a 40-foot dream boat to retire on until a Sunday church sermon on charity made him think twice.
More after this from Charlie. In Anaheim, California, there's a kindergarten class with 26 kids who, if they end up going to college, would be the first in their families. And now, the chances of that happening are pretty good, thanks to Marty and Sun Chun Burbank, who had an offer for the kids at Rio Vista Elementary.
I was thinking like a pizza party or maybe some pencils or so.
What Marty offered was to put enough of his retirement money into a trust fund to pay the college tuition costs of all 26 kids in Tessa Ashton's class.
He says to the kid, I'm going to pay for your college tuition and everything you need to get through.
We've come up with the number of $1,182,000.
It's not that unusual for some fantastically rich person to hand out scholarships, but Marty Burbank is not fantastically rich. He's worked as a sailor all his life. And as he told CBS's Terry Okita, this will change his plans, too.
So prior to that sermon, you had every intention of sailing off into the sunset. So will you have to postpone your retirement then?
Hopefully not, but I'm prepared to.
That must have been one pretty powerful sermon. There is one catch to his offer. Once a year, each of the students has to send a picture or an essay.
I want them to visualize their goal and visualizing what life is going to be like as a college graduate.
And while he and Sun Chun might have to put off that retirement cruise, after hearing from some of the parents of those kids,
from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much.
They seem pretty happy anyway.
We'll have a big party.
Yeah, we'll throw a graduation party for all of them.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.